So yes, birthday episode recap because we didn't start the show. That's fine. People will just come on if they're listening
they'll
to the recording.
They'll get
context
clues. Context clues. It was my birthday.
I'm making this playlist. Just recap for everyone. Yeah. Okay. So the first song, I'll announce it beforehand. I added like not too long ago because my friend showed it to me, and it's a really good, like, good vibe song, but the name also happens to have Jackie's name in it, so it just works out really perfectly. And yeah, so let's just get started.
Okay.
Happy birthday!
Tell a story that I haven't yet about the most intelligent woman that I ever met. She looked like Jackie on acid, top of her classes. I'm doing my best, just passing by. I'm so funny in my body, I can barely walk. And I'm so full of them funny feelings that I could barely talk. And here comes Jackie on acid. Don't need to ask it, have you ever seen a woman so fine? She said, come on out, just a couple hours, we gonna have a real good time. And I tell her, where you going, where you going, where you coming home? Somebody in the front seat calls out everyone, quit wasting my time. Gotta hit the road and hit the road, hit the road. There they going, I was on my own. Spoke my mind up in a crowded place. I ain't got no cool demeanor and smooth talking ways, cause I ain't like Jackie on asses. Girls with sunglasses looking me up like I'm part of some game. And Willie altercation happened around the 10th of May. Some poorly dressed spectator had something all kind to say. It comes back to me in a flash. Scared, there's a swing and a miss, and I'm all ashamed. herself right, she's singing out. She's the first lady to walk me through the night. I'm singing out. You ran away to find something to say. I went astray to make it okay, and he made it easy, darling. I'm still in love, and I say that because I know how it seems between you and me. It hasn't been easy, darling. I can't.
against the flood. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love.
Okay, so I think how we decide this is going to go is that before we go into, like, normal or, like, normal talking point conversation, yeah. I'll, like, explain why I chose the songs. And, yes. like, this is a surprise to Jackie, too.
Because I, again, have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, so, okay, so I talked about the first song. The second song, Easy, Troye Sivan, Kacey Musgraves. Love them as a duo. Such a good song. I've liked it for a while. But I chose Easy also because, like, Jackie is so easy to love and so easy to celebrate. And, like, that's why it's just so easy to, like, want to give you stuff and want to, like, celebrate you.
That's actually
so cheesy. This is gonna be so cheesy and gross. You okay? If you like it, if
you're like sappy with me sometimes, but not like
sometimes. Yeah, not like a lot. Not like generally. I'm not generally like this gross.
You're not like a sappy mushy.
So yeah, that was the intent for that one. And then the last song was Ophelia Lumineers, which I'm pretty sure I showed you that, or I showed you some Lumineers songs.
You showed me
that
I like. This one I already knew, but like
some Lumineers, and I was like, okay, and like the line of therapy is like always on my mind, and like. Like, you're always the first one I've been thinking about here.
I'm
and, like,
your head
it's stop. And then it's just, like, a very soft and kind tune, which, like, very much reminds me of you. Like, good vibes, like, soft, like good, you know.
Aww.
I'm more, like, showing it with my hands, which no one else can see. But, like, Jackie understands. This show is for Jackie. That's all that really matters. So those were those two songs. So it was the big birthday weekend. And your birthday was on a Sunday, which, like, how much better could that have gotten?
Like, because we were able to go out the night before.
It was able to be a whole weekend celebration.
Like a weekend endeavor, yeah. So we all went out to dinner on Saturday. I was surprised with a birthday sash and crown, like the whole thing. And then...
Oh, yes, which we made her wear to dinner.
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised I didn't wish me happy birthday when I was there.
I know, it's okay. So goes
great. It was obvious, but yeah. it's fine.
Got her... Lovely monkey roll. So good. Shout
monkey
out Sogo.
Roll, my favorite thing.
Literally so
in the
good.
World. We did that. We got cookies. You, unfortunately.
No, Allie dropped it on the ground.
Yeah.
We got these. So I don't know. I don't even know what the place was called.
But it's like right near
but
Sogo.
But it's like... It's like a milk and cookies kind of vibe, if anyone is also from Westchester and knows what that is. It just has like big, warm cookies that they like...
Yeah.
Really good. And we got it after, right next to Sogo, we got it after Sogo, and we walked, like, two steps out of the place, and Allie drops our, like, entire cookie. I was furious.
Keep in mind, they were sharing a cookie. I was given my own as a birthday treat, so I was walking a little bit ahead, and then I just hear Jenna scream, and we all just turned around, like, what the hell is going on? And then we just see the cookie on the ground, and we're like, oh.
Yeah. That's... It was really good. The one piece that Allie saved, she let me have, because I was pretty... jokingly upset, but like it was really good. We'll have to go back.
I have to go back and have actual, like, you at least have an actual
I know
there.
Have an actual one. It was good. I was teased. But that was really fun.
Then back to the room for a little bit, had a little dance party, fun things. Then we had acapella, which
yes, there was an amazing acapella performance, which was like spectacular. And like I talked about the percussion ensemble last week. It just makes me feel talentless, but like in a really wonderful a way, because I'm like so proud of all of my friends, and everyone was so
everyone's just so insane. Good.
Yeah, everyone has really, really good voices. It was a lot of fun. I even knew a friend, they had like guest performances, and one from Muhlenberg, and one of my friends from Muhlenberg was in it, and it was just, it was really great. I had a very fun time, so we hung out with those people too, and then hung out in the room.
Yeah, we were kind of resting up a little bit because I was kind of tired. It had been a long day already, and I didn't know if I wanted to go out again or we just called it with like a day with like the dinner and the concert and whatever. But Jenna convinced me.
It was like 11:35. Jackie was turning 19 at 12 o'clock. And I was like, what if we just went out like right now?
Like, what if we didn't stay in like the eve of my birthday?
I was like, because, I mean, my plan was to just have a little bit celebration right at 12 and then whatever you wanted to do. Right. But it ended up being a pretty long and fun night.
Because once we were out, we had to stay out.
And we had to celebrate. And I had to make sure. It was my, like, life goal or my, like, duty as a best friend to make sure everybody knew it was Jackie's birthday. How'd I do?
You did great. You were in every single place we went, like, pushing through crowds to get us places, yelling at everyone, being like, it's her birthday. You need, like, the amount of people that I've never spoken to in my life that were like, it's your birthday? Happy birthday,
just because,
dude.
I was like, yeah, I made a whole scene about it, which, like, as I should, like, you deserved a happy birthday.
Yeah.
But it was just really
I was
funny.
Even given a Santa hat because of your...
Oh, yes, that's true. Someone was wearing a Santa hat, and I was like, I want that hat. I asked him, oh, hey,
it's my friend's birthday.
Can she wear the hat? And then we took the hat, or he gave us the hat.
Yeah, we didn't return it, though, which... is our bad.
Oh, no. I don't think he... I don't know if he expected that,
I don't think...
honest.
Yeah.
Probably
not. Now I have a little Santa hat for the holidays.
Yes, happy birthday.
Shout out to...
Whoever that was.
That kind
man. You have a special place in our hearts.
It was a birthday memory. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did that. And then next day was a little bit more calm, which was...
Yeah, nice for, like, a Sunday birthday vibe.
Yeah, like, lunch with my parents. I came back. The whole room was decorated and Allie and others orchestrated also.
It was very fun. It was a nice bed decorating. I was, like, standing on your fridge, hanging things from the ceiling. Yeah. That was... Yeah, it was nice.
No,
got you flowers.
Cute. Yeah, like, sunflowers and roses and all that.
And how was
fun
it to see your parents?
It was good. I had been missing them a lot these days. And I just, like, wanted to have, like, a nice little, like, sit down with them, just, like, talk and, like, catch up. Because I call them a lot. But, like, seeing them in person is just like,
different.
A nice thing.
Yeah,
Especially, like, with it being my first birthday away from home. Like, I've never not seen my parents on my birthday. So I was like, oh, it's going to be weird if they don't, like, come. And they did, which was, like, great. And we were still able to do, like, some of the stuff that we usually do.
Yeah, that's really nice. And you had a very nice brunch. It seemed like that was fun.
No, it was cute. I got pumpkin spice crepes.
Yum.
So good.
The pumpkin flavored things are not over yet.
No, I still think it's fall, even though like the weather's getting a little colder. I'm not going to call it winter yet. I call it winter like after Thanksgiving.
You can't.
Thanksgiving is like my personal like end of fall.
Yeah, who cares about the winter solstice?
No.
It's Thanksgiving.
I don't care. It's Thanksgiving because then the next day is like Christmas time.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, and then the rest of the day was like pretty chill. But
yeah,
overall, good birthday?
Great birthday.
Yay, we love to hear it.
Thanks to you for most of
And well, it's not over yet. I still have all of my songs to share with everybody and gross mushiness to announce on air. Oh my goodness, I can't believe you're making me do not making
I get to
me.
Play this now.
I know you have this effect on me. All right, and we'll keep going now.
Oh,
All right. So recap of the last three songs, okay, I guess. So Better Than I Know Myself, that seems kind of self-explanatory. Because in this little time that we've known each other, because like in the span of our lives,
right,
your wise old age of 19.
Yes,
now.
In my 19 years of living, we've only known each other for
a short amount of time, but like literally.
It hasn't been a year yet.
I know. Wait, that's
which
crazy.
Is weird.
So crazy. But seriously, sometimes it is like, you know me better than I know myself. And you're like, no, I predicted that. Or like, I know
did.
That you.
Because
too,
I
too,
did.
Too relevant. But like, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. I'll keep it to minimum. And then Love Really Hurts Without You was played in Sex Ed. Oh, you knew it. Yeah.
That was like from
the first season of Sex Ed, and that's just a song that always reminds me of that. And then that's the show that we watched together.
Which I know
like,
that we had mentioned before how difficult it was for both of us to be able to watch at the same time. We actually finished it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we didn't get to update. Yeah.
We haven't updated them yet. Yes. We finally finished it like last
Which was very
week.
Exciting. But it made it so much more fun to watch it with you. Like,
yes.
Because we were both just freak out. And then Jackie having to deal with me, like, rewinding to watch a really good scene.
You're like, no, wait, I want to just watch that back. She's like, let me watch that back for a second. But now that
so
it's
thanks
over.
For dealing with that.
We
do need something else. Because it was so fun to watch a show together. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Maybe
over, like, break and stuff, too, we could figure out shows to watch, like, at the same time. Like, just maybe not,
yeah.
like, two, you know?
So if anyone listening has show recommendations,
yeah, any show recommendations, please let us know. That'd be awesome. And then, Holy Ground, I had to put in some Taylor Swift because we have been
so
obsessing the last few days over the new album, the video, the this, the that, and obviously, like,
everything
Taylor's
everything
version.
About it.
So I'll let you start getting
okay,
into it
yes,
because
great.
I knew you'd want to talk about it.
Because I have so many thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
So, Red. Red had always been one of my favorite Taylor Swift albums. I've tried to rank them in my head, and I haven't really been able to do it, but Red has always been up there. I'll say that. So hearing Taylor's version, literally every single song sounds better.
Yeah,
even
it really
the songs
does.
That I didn't really like as much or were on like the lower end, I actually enjoy more now. And then the songs from The Vault. All the songs,
the songs from The Vault.
And I can't continue talking about this without talking about the song that I've been obsessing over since its release, which was the 10-minute version of All Too Well. I actually haven't listened to like the regular like normal version
like
of
the
it.
6 minute
yeah no, I have no, not no, listened no. to it since
no.
the 10-minute version is the only
no, because
one
when
that
you
I
have
listen
the
to.
10-minute version why
how can I go
anything
back
else? Yeah
all the new lyrics all the new
yep
little
yep.
bits and pieces and the short film.
And the short film that just like
broke me.
yeah.
Sadie Sink, Dylan O'Brien.
So good.
Incredible.
Really, really good. The symbolism.
The scarf.
Yeah.
The scarf.
Just like all the little details. She's just like fantastic. And then there's the SNL performances.
Which was also so good. And then the I Bet You Think About Me video.
Yes, that was
just
good too.
Came
directed by
also.
Blake Lively, who I had a very, very big Blake Lively phase.
Oh, I love Blake Lively. Gossip Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a big Gossip Girl fan.
Yeah, that's when I really went through her. And I love her and Ryan Reynolds. I thought the video was like good, but I don't know. All Too Well was like main focus.
Right. I was just surprised like she was even releasing another video that soon. And I'm also, me being that person, I've been trying to, like, pick up on all, like, the Easter eggs and hints of, like, okay, so what's coming next, Taylor? Like, are we doing 1989? Are we doing Speak Now? Like, what's the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Because
some
signs point to Speak Now being the next album. Some signs point to 1989 being the next album. She might just, you know, screw us all over and be like, no, I'm not doing either of those. It's debut.
Yeah.
Like, I don't trust this woman. She has not let me sleep peacefully for the last week. But
literally.
Red Taylor's version, all I've been listening to.
Yeah, I was doing the karaoke last night.
Oh,
we watched the SNL. And then Pete Davidson. Ugh, I just... He's so good.
He's so
good. And that was a very funny skit, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, personal favorites off the album. All Too Ultimate Aversion has to be my
Better
top
man,
one.
Better Man, Nothing
Better
New.
Better One, Nothing New. Sad, Beautiful, Tragic is so heartbreaking, but it's so good. And The Last Time is also so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Everything Has Changed.
I was about to
say that. Yes.
It
Everything
just
has changed
sounds
with
so
Ed
good.
Sharon. It sounds like extra, extra so good.
Because I've always liked it, but the re-recorded version, just their vocals are so smooth.
Because I love Ed too. And I wanted to play that. I was just too sad. But I love that song. Another reason I wanted to play with Taylor Swift is that, like, we heard a lot of Taylor Swift throwbacks being played over the weekend when we were out celebrating for your birthday. And that was just, like, when we most thrived, like, screaming those songs in each other's faces.
We would take up, like, the entire center
of the floor. Yes. And it just
love
like
love story too.
Exactly. Love story and me, and I have it written down because it was just another symbol of like the fun that we could literally have just going out just us.
Right. There was a full-blown proposal.
I did in fact propose. Surprise. Yeah. it was Jackie's birthday and I proposed.
Right.
So
I was so excited that Taylor Swift was like all that they were playing.
I know.
They knew their audience.
They knew it was my birthday.
They're like, we need to entertain her.
Yeah, that was really fun.
But if you haven't listened to Red Taylor's version yet, I don't know what you've been doing.
What are you doing? Do it now. Do it right now. Just listen all the way through.
We'll do it after our show.
Don't
leave yet, but
finish the show.
Right after.
Then. Exactly. All right. We'll keep going now.
Yeah.
Supposed to be washed up, pushed out, or on my feet. Tell me, is this a dream, or am I stuck in a movie scene? Lately, I'm spinning away so crazy. So, baby, just take me. I think I'm caught up in the way I feel about you. But don't hear my voice. 10 feet down, does it feel like choice? Hanging on to the words you say, but every time I listen, I just hear white noise. And all I see are these flashing lights. Can't hold on while they're passing by. How many wrongs does it take to right? How many wrongs does it take to right? Daily, lately, I'm spinning around so crazy. So baby, just take me. I think I'm caught up in the way I feel about you. I don't know how I can be so drawn in to you. I think I'm falling into you. I think I'm caught up in the way of you, of you. Daily, lately, I'm spinning around so crazy. So baby, just take me. Daily, lately, I'm spinning around so crazy. So baby, just take me. I think I'm caught up in the way I feel.
Okay, so interesting development. It seems as if Spotify's not working right now.
Spotify may have crashed because it's also not working on my phone or your computer.
Yeah. Wait, that's so strange. Right, of course, right as we were about to play Harry.
Literally, they know we play it too much on the show.
Yeah, Spotify's like crashed right now. I can check Twitter real quick. But,
oh my god! But in the meantime, I mean, if you guys want more commentary, we are happy to.
Let me. I'll explain. Give. Well, the last song, Wave of You, that was just. It's very like summer vibes to me, and I know like I'm more summer, you're more fall, but yeah. It was also symbolic because like you've converted me into more fall. But true. I also think we need like the summer vibes of like no stress in our lives.
I think so we're both very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Currently, and I'm just missing the like general summertime relaxation kind of thing. That's why I'm very excited about Thanksgiving break, even though I am not really gonna have a lot of time to rest per se, because I'm seeing a lot of people and also have a lot of work to do, I've now realized. But
yeah,
you know, that's okay.
That's okay. Okay, so yeah, it does look like Spotify is still down. So, but that's so okay because we know how to talk. We know how to talk.
Oh, yeah. We can carry this for the next.
Oh, yeah. I was going to play. Maybe I'll just describe all the songs now.
And, yeah, go
for it.
And
then we'll see if we get to, like, play them eventually. But so, Tribute with Kindness obviously had to include some Harry.
Naturally.
You're, like, the kindest person I know. So, like, naturally, that was a good song. Fred Astaire was also going to be played. And that was I wanted to play because I know like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers were the movies you watched with your dad when you were younger. Yes. So it was like tribute to like the movie musicals that you like.
Aww.
So that was for that. And then If I Didn't Have You is very self-explanatory, right? Because I don't want to think what would have happened if I didn't meet you here at college. So
that's so
that was
sweet.
That.
Wait.
Love you. Yeah. Aww. So those were those songs, and they're all really good songs, so I'm a little frustrated that they're not being played right now. But
if we don't get to play them now, we'll certainly
play them next week. Yeah. So this is actually maybe a good timing because I do have a little surprise for you that
what?
Was not...
Hold on.
I mean, this was planned for me, but it was not
for okay, not planned for you.
So Jackie knows that I have a few more gifts that were coming in for her because they weren't... I can't keep a secret. So I told her that much because... And they were taking a little bit longer because they weren't just like Amazon. They were a little more personable from a little farther away. And so one of them came in yesterday, and I was like, "What? Wouldn't that be funny if you opened it
on air?
So I'm giving this package to you. Yes, it's to me, but I wanted you to have the illusion of, like, opening up a gift, and I don't have wrapping paper here.
That's fine.
So I handed Jackie the gift. She's opening it currently. I thought this would be a really funny surprise.
I think it is a very funny surprise. Hold on. The Aunt Rose collection.
Okay. Talk through the experience.
Okay. It's a package. It seems like a jewelry of some kind. Yeah, jewelry care tips. And so it's jewelry of some kind. Let me see. Oh, shut up. Wait. No, because I had said something like a long time ago about how I wanted like new fun earrings. Cause I feel like I don't have a lot of fun earrings.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I was looking at like... Do you remember this?
I mean, I know you wanted fun earrings.
Yeah.
And flowers remind me of you. Okay, so basically they're pressed flower earrings in like a heart shape. And so obviously you love flowers. And I thought like one of those pressed flower earrings. And I was looking for the right ones. And hearts were really cute too.
No, because the funny thing about this was I think either at the beginning of this semester or maybe in the summer just before I got here, I was looking at fun earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just so you guys know, I'm literally taking out my earrings currently to put these in. I was looking at earrings that I wanted, and I was looking at flower-pressed earrings, and
really?
There were these flower-pressed heart ones that I was gonna get.
Okay, that's really weird.
But I just, like, didn't. I was like, oh, money, you know. So I didn't get them. Then I was like, oh, maybe I'll get it, like, another time. I still have them, like, hearted as, like, my favorites, like, in the, like, Etsy
Yep,
shop.
This is...
So I'm like, these look awfully familiar to what I...
Okay, I promise I did not know that. I found these on my own and was like, no, I know you would like these.
No, because I'm pretty sure I was looking at this in the summer before I got here.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever mentioned this to you, but you just know me so well.
They look really good
on. Something
I do know
I
you
like.
So well. Yeah. I wanted to get you a pair of fun earrings, and
yeah.
I thought these were like really nice without being like crazy.
They're
but
not
like
over the top.
No, yeah, they look really nice.
Yeah, wait, I'm just gonna like. Those are so cute. Thank you.
Love you. I'm Aww. So glad you like them.
Yeah.
I was like, when I thought of great. Like to give it to you on the show, I was like, oh my God, I'm so smart. Like,
no, you are so smart. Yeah. This is awesome. Hold on.
It came in. I love Etsy just because it comes in really cute packaging.
Yeah.
Like, look. I literally love. I don't even know. I just think it's all so yeah. cute.
Jewelry care tips. Okay.
And bubble wrap.
No, Etsy's a queen. And, you know.
Sorry, the bubble wrap.
And I mean, like, I have had a little bit of extra time on my hands, and I've just been going on Etsy, like, yeah. all the time, just seeing, like, what I can buy for, like, myself or for other people. Surprises to Amanda, who's listening right now, both of your Christmas presents have already been ordered and are already currently sitting in my dorm room. But, because I'm just, like, I love Etsy.
It's, yeah.
Because they make cute stuff like this. But, yeah, thank you.
Of course. Part one, or part... whatever part this is at this point of your gifts, but
yeah.
of the physical, the other physical
right.
things.
Right, because I know that you originally had said that you wanted to do them all, like, together.
Yeah,
and, like,
and then I like, didn't.
But then you're
they're
like.
They're coming oh. at really weird, spaced out times, so I think I'm just going to try to do it in other funny ways like this.
Just, like, surprising me a bit, like.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they won't be all as fun as creative as this time, but, yeah. Oh, sorry, I poked you. I just keep, yeah, they're really
no,
pretty.
No, they're pretty.
Yay, but, I'm so yay. Glad you like them. But yeah, so birthdays, other birthday traditions.
Right. So birthday traditions of mine, the Vargas household has a couple of birthday traditions. Starting with me and my dad, there was one birthday when I was in like elementary school or something, and my dad every now and then, like my mom was, I don't know if my mom like knew or like was too, I don't remember exactly, I was young, but my dad would, we would have these, like, daddy-daughter days kind of thing where we would, like, go to the mall or something. We would go to Dave & Buster's, watch a movie.
Love
like
Dave
some,
& Buster's.
I loved it. It's been too long since I've been.
Yeah.
And we would, like, go and, like, just, like, hang out, have our bonding times. And one time, like, it was, like, for my birthday that, like, we went and we watched Tangled. Mm-hmm. So now.
Like in theaters? Like when
yeah,
it came
like,
out?
Like yeah. in theaters when it came out. So. Now, whenever I, like, think of Tangled, which is honestly one of my favorite Disney movies
yeah.
ever. It's, like, one of, it's one of my comfort movies, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think about my dad and my birthday. So, usually, either, like, the day before, like, around the birthday season, my dad and I, like, try to... He always, like, well, like, texts me and I'll be like, hey, like, Tangled is on, or, like, Beauty and the Beast is on, because that's, like, our other movie.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever it, like, comes around, like, I try to, like, watch it, because it is an excuse to watch that movie, and it makes me, like, happy and nostalgic. So that's, like, the first thing. And then other thing is that every morning for anyone's birthday, we have a cupcake for breakfast. Like, that's just, like, the thing. We all get up, we go, you put a little candle in the cupcake, you sing the song, and then everybody has breakfast together. And that was one of the things that I was going to be sad about missing because, you know, first birthday away from home, it's going to be a little weird not to, like, be surprised with a cupcake when you wake up mm-hmm. in the morning. But I woke up and I, like, went to the bathroom and was, like, brushing my teeth, like, getting ready, whatever. I come back and there was a little cupcake sitting on my bed. And I look to Haley. And she's like, I know that you have a cupcake, like, every, like, birthday morning, so surprise. So love her the most for that. It was really sweet because I had, like, mentioned it to her, like, a couple days before because we were, like, all sitting in the room, like, talking about birthdays and stuff. And it was just nice, like, be able to keep that tradition going and yeah. that, like, she thought to get it. And it was a really good cupcake. It was an Oreo cupcake, which I know you don't like Oreos,
yeah.
but...
Yeah,
whatever.
She said it was Sweet Girls. Which
yeah, it was
Sweet
Girls,
Girls
which
really
is
really good.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, there was that, and then, like, the flowers, and then every year, like, the family that lives near me, because we all live, like, 5 minutes away from each other, would get together and, like, do, like, the cake at night and stuff. So that's, like, one thing that we did miss this year, but I still got to see my parents, and
mm-hmm.
my brother called, and, like, everyone, like, would call, and, like, you know, so I still was able to, like, talk to my family on my birthday, which was...
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, even when I'm away, I've been able to keep some of my traditions
yeah,
alive,
that's
which
good.
Is
that's good.
Great.
And we do a similar, like, breakfast tradition at my house. We do... Oh, no.
Oh, that just... Hold on. You can continue, I think.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, no, we're
fine. The computer just turned off for a hot sec. Okay, that's weird. Yeah, we do pancakes with sprinkles
for everyone's
breakfast, birthday breakfast. So that's what we do in my house. We haven't all been together for most birthdays recently, just because they're all at like random times in the year. But yeah, always stuff with sprinkles. That's a given. Whatever breakfast it is, maybe if someone's not feeling pancakes, it just has to have
anything with sprinkles on it.
Have some sprinkles on it. So that's that birthday tradition. And yeah, we don't have many winter birthdays in my family, but
we have like a mix. Like I'm November, my dad is December, and then my mom and my brother are June.
Yeah.
So like we get.
Are they also Cancers like me?
My mom's a Gemini, and Justin is a Cancer.
A Cancer man? Oh, my gosh.
I know. Oh, I know. It's a little, but that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
I love being a Scorpio, personally. I think
Didn't someone
fun.
Say, oh, you're a Scorpio? Like, I'm so sorry. Didn't someone say that to you this weekend?
Someone said that to me, Saturday night. It was at Acapella. Like,
yeah.
Someone was like, oh, you're a Scorpio. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like. And I was like, don't be sorry. Okay. I love being a Scorpio.
Speak for yourself. Like, yeah, that's funny.
But, yeah, me and my uncle are the only Scorpios of the family.
Yeah.
But
I'm really bad at remembering what time of year is the astrological signs, but I, like to think that I'm, like, kind of into it just because it's fun to, like,
Think about and fun to know. We had our charts read, like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Back.
When we got our
tarot card
did
reading.
We ever talk about that?
I don't think we talked about it.
So a few weeks back, they had a bunch of, like, Loft Activities Forum activities, which there's some going on right now for Rivalry Week, but we'll talk about that next week.
Time. But just so you guys know, immediately after this, we're booking it to the club
smack a car.
which we'll explain next time.
Be high. And, yeah, and so there was a woman. She was actually the tarot card reader on the Jersey Shore. And she came and read our tarot cards. And ours were, like, funnily accurate.
They were really funny.
Mine were very accurate. I won't get into the nuances of it for personal reasons. But Jackie can confirm that it was very accurate.
I was in the room while it was being read, and I was trying so hard not to start laughing
and look at each other and be like, oh, my gosh.
Like,
for both of us, because yours had that part, too.
Yeah.
And then after that or before that, we also got our signs read, like what each thing means, like the moon, the whatever. I don't really I don't really know how it works, but like someone told me all the things, and those weren't as accurate as the tarot card reading. I love tarot card reading just for fun. Like,
no, I think like a lot of people can take it. You can either take it really seriously, or you can choose not to believe in it at all. I think that it's like a fun thing. Some things, if it like resonates, you can be like, oh, like, yeah, that's fun. But if not everything resonates, you're not like,
yeah, exactly, you don't have to take it to like heart. Like,
yeah,
it's
just like a
die.
Fun thing.
Yeah
I mean, the one part of my tarot card reading that I will mention, because I'll keep other parts out for personal reasons as well, there was this one part that was like, oh, do you have like a person here, like an intelligent like best friend, like at Lafayette, like specifically? And of course, like, Jenna's in the room right now, and I'm just like, yeah.
I'm like holding my mom. I'm like, is that me?
And she's like, you gotta keep her around. Like, she's a good one. And I was like,
I know. You're like, I will. Like,
noted. That was already the plan.
Yeah, that was a fun thing to hear. That was fun. I think that's a good sweet note to end off on.
Yeah.
It's a few minutes early, but we want to make it to the Rivalry Week events.
I want
to
make sure I
gotta
get
head
the
to class. Oh, yeah. True. And this was just a weird, we were very, I had to be on very much on our toes. Like, it's good that we had all these.
Which is funny because you actually, like, prepared.
I know. And the last few songs were so good. But we'll start out with them next time. We'll have to remember that. But weird that Spotify just crashed. But I think it was for the better because we had some good conversation. I was able to give you your gift.
And yeah. Which
reminisce
I was
on
not.
The tarot cards. You were not expecting.
No.
I know. I love surprises. So thanks, everyone, for tuning into this birthday episode. I love you, Jackie. Happy birthday. I'm glad
I got
to celebrate with
you
and make it special. You are the best ever. Mm. Mwah. And, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This is a really interesting
bizarre episode.
Birthday celebration, but it very on brand. It works. It works for us. So, thanks, everyone, for watching. See you next week. Bye.